This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Tale number 12, Mr. Fox Tackles Old Man Terrapin. "One day," said Uncle Remus, sharpening his knife on the palm of his hand, "one day Brer Fox strike up with Brer Terrapin right in the middle of the big road. Brer Terrapin done heerd him comin', and he 'lowed to himself that he'd sort of keep one eye open. But Brer Fox was monstrous polite, and he opened up the confab, he did, like he ain't see Brer Terrapin since the last freshet.
"Heyo, Brer Terrapin, where you been this long come short?" says Brer Fox, says he.
"Loungin' round, Brer Fox, loungin' round," says Brer Terrapin.
"You don't look sprucey like you did, Brer Terrapin," said Brer Fox, says he.
"Loungin' round and sufferin'," says Brer Terrapin, says he.
Then they talk sort of run on like this.
"What ail ye, Brer Terrapin? Yo' eye look mighty red," said Brer Fox, says he.
"Lor', Brer Fox, you dunno what trouble is. You ain't been loungin' round and sufferin'," says Brer Terrapin, says he.
"Bo' eyes red, and you look like you mighty weak, Brer Terrapin," says Brer Fox, says he.
"Lor', Brer Fox, you dunno know what trouble is," says Brer Terrapin, says he.
"What ail you now, Brer Terrapin?" says Brer Fox, says he.
"Took a walk the other day, and a man come long and sot the field afire. Lor', Brer Fox, you dunno know what trouble is," says Brer Terrapin, says he.
"How you get out of the fire, Brer Terrapin?" says Brer Fox, says he.
"Sot and took it, Brer Fox," says Brer Terrapin, says he. "Sot and took it, and the smoke sift in my eye, and the fire scorched my back," says Brer Terrapin, says he.
"Likewise sit bun your tail off," said Brer Fox, says he.
"Oh, no, there's the tail, Brer Fox," says Brer Terrapin, says he. And with that, he uncurled his tail from under the shell. And no sooner did he do that, than Brer Fox grab it and holler out,
"Oh, yes, Brer Terrapin, oh, yes. And so you are the man what lam me on the head at Miss Meadows, is you? You are in with Brer Rabbit, is you? Well, I'm gwine ter out you."
Brer Terrapin beg and beg, but 'twan't no use. Brer Fox done been fooled so much that he looked like he'd determined fur to have Brer Terrapin Hazlet. Then Brer Terrapin begged Brer Fox not fur to drown him, but Brer Fox ain't making no promise. And then he begged Brer Fox fur to bun him, 'cause he done used to fire. But Brer Fox don't say nothing. By and by, Brer Fox dragged Brer Terrapin off a little ways below the spring house and soused him under the water. Then Brer Terrapin begin for to holler,
"Turn loose that stump root and catch holder me. Turn loose that stump root and catch holder me."
Brer Fox, he holler back, "I ain't got holt no stump root, and I is got hold of you." Brer Terrapin, he keep on hollerin', "Catch hold of me, I'm a drownin', I'm a drownin', turn loose the stump root and catch hold of me."
Sure enough, Brer Fox turned loose the tail, and Brer Terrapin, he went down to the bottom. Kerblunkety-blink!
No typographical combination or description could do justice to the guttural sonorousness, the peculiar intonation which Uncle Remus imparted to this combination. It was so peculiar, indeed, that the little boy asked, "How did he go to the bottom, Uncle Remus?"
"Kerblunkety-blink!"
"Was he drowned, Uncle Remus?" "Who? Old man Terrapin? Is you drownded when your ma tucks you into bed?"
"Well, no," replied the little boy dubiously.
"Old man Terrapin was at home, I tell you, honey. Kerblinkity blonk!"
End of the tale.